The possibility of successfully navigating this episode without wrong theories is approximately 3,720 to 1. Welcome back, everybody. This is Let's Talk About Star Wars, the final Let's Talk About Star Wars before all three of us go to see The Last Jedi. Hi,
Garrett,
everybody.
Never tell them the odds.
Well, honestly, the odds are a lot higher, but I wanted to keep it as close to an actual Star Wars quote as possible. It's probably, you know, 3,720,000,000 to 1. I don't know. Something in
except
there.
Except for mine. I'm pretty sure mine's going to be right.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right. Fantastic. I was, you know, aiming the bar high. It was just my odds are for just one wrong theory. Yeah. So anyways, hey folks, I'm Garrett. That's Tom, and Jenny Josephson is here as well. Hey, Jenny.
Oh, hi.
Have you
got nothing? I've been hanging lights all day. I could not be less verbal.
You see,
perfect time to record a podcast.
Damn right. Damn right. I did that last weekend. This weekend, I threw my neck out. So I'm standing at my standing desk in a C-3PO fashion.
I'm about to talk about my torn labrum in my shoulder, but this is not Let's Talk About Our Injuries.
No, no.
We'll save that for Let's Talk About Our Injuries.
I just caught up on
Hummer.com.
I just caught up on the Star Wars show and saw the little snippet about how Anthony Daniels got to basically train all of the humanoid droids in Last Jedi on how to be humanoid butler droids.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was very charming. Also, not long enough. I hope there's like, I hope there's an actual full length behind the scenes when Last Jedi hits Blu-ray, or maybe I'll have a 4K TV by then. Who knows?
Oh yeah, I imagine there will be plenty of behind the scenes coming as soon as December 14th rolls around.
I think so too. I think so too. I know this is supposed to be like focus on Last Jedi, but I had this thought yesterday. Katie and I were driving around, we were talking Star Wars, and Rebels got brought up, and I don't know why, and this is probably nothing, it's just coincidental dates, but I thought it just hit me that we won't know how Rebels ends until after we see Last Jedi. So do we think something happens in the last half of the final season of Rebels that has anything to do with things that are uncovered in Last Jedi that you know, they weren't allowed to include or mention or reveal until...
This is a good appetizer theory for the main theories. I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I doubt. My name's Thomas. It's what I do. No, I don't think there's going to be all the answers in Last Jedi because they need to save things for episode 9. And I feel like anything that would really affect Rebels, because it's in the past, would shine the light on episode 9 as well as 8. So I'm having a hard time imagining like what it would be. But I bet once we see Last Jedi, we'll have all kinds of theories about what that could or could not mean for Rebels, because I certainly can think of things that, you know, let's say one of Rey's parents was in the rebellion. Maybe we'll meet them in Rebels, right? Like, who knows?
Oh yeah, that would be interesting if the Rey parents bomb drops.
Yeah.
If one of the two parents is an unknown, then that's right. A character that would be free to show up in Rebels.
Because I have a theory about Rey's parents that I feel really good about. I don't even want to put a percentage on it because it's probably wrong, but I feel really good about it. I'm like, this is the way I would write it. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I'm coming today, man. Like completely unsure. I don't know anymore. I'm not sure about anything.
I'm not even sure we're going to get the answer to Rey's parentage in Last Jedi.
Yeah. I kind of think that's a third movie.
Yeah.
Reveal.
I think you're probably right. But do you want to hear?
Yes.
Let's just dive in. Yeah.
Should we dive right in? Okay. We're going from Rebels impact on Last Jedi to grand theory that may or may not be in Last Jedi. Cause I'm with you guys. I'm pretty sure we're not going to get this, but maybe we'll get hints at it. I was thinking about the fact that Han and Leia seem to have split around the time that Kylo left training with Luke. There's a long period of time for Han and Leia not together where Leia could have had a kid with somebody else.
Oh.
And Rey would be a Skywalker, but not a Solo.
Is it Kanan Jarrus?
That is wide open for speculation who that other person is. But this is why I like it, because if it's Kenobi, if it's Palpatine, all of those options require a lot of explanation to the casual viewer, right? You have to, if it's Kenobi, you have to be like, hey, remember that guy who died in episode 4? And his Force Ghost was around a couple of times. Like, it could work, right? That's probably the closest one to working. If it's Palpatine, you really have to be like, okay, so Palpatine had a kid, and we never told you about it before, and you have to do so much explanation. So the fact of Leia having a child that isn't Han's is really easy to explain. You say, like, you know, after Kylo left, I was lonely and, you know, blah, 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 and I didn't want her to get hid. The problem comes in, why didn't Leia react that way when Rey showed up there? They didn't make much of Rey's arrival other than a big hug of like, yeah, I know, it's sad, Han's dead.
Also, they're setting up some tension between Kylo Ren and Rey that is not brotherly sisterly, unless you're talking about like New Hope brotherly sisterly.
Well, but
I'd rather not.
Sure, Rey is only half, but yeah. The kind of tension you're talking about, I think it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that doesn't pass my Game of Thrones yuck test.
Well, if they go that direction, yeah.
Does Game of Thrones pass your Game of Thrones yuck test?
No!
Because it doesn't pass any yuck test I've ever created in my own brain.
No.
But I would also, not that I'm going to bat for casual incest, but...
Where did this podcast go?
These are paths that have been tread in the original trilogy. One might argue just for retcon's sake, although, yeah, no. For retcon's sake.
No, it's Disney. It's the Walt Disney Mickey Mouse ears company now. They're not.
No, I think what Garrett's saying is you led people to believe there was tension in A New Hope, and then we're like, no, that was all. That was all a mistake.
That was just a non-think-it-through error. I kind of feel like they're not going to repeat that. But I do think I have a prediction about who Rey's mom is.
Okay. It's not Leia. Who is it?
It's not Leia. It's most definitely Captain Phasma. Are you kidding? I don't think it's Amelyn Holdo, although bone structure-wise, maybe. I think it's Phasma. And I think it's related to, I don't know. I think she's involved. I'll go
Phasma
that far.
And Hux.
Oh,
not current Hux. Dad Hux.
It's even worse.
He was set up as a schmuck.
Yeah, he was not a no. Ugh.
Yeah,
but
no.
she in the books, the little, you know, not spoiler of events in the books, but spoiler in the characterization in the books, she would pretty much do anything to get ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Somehow that child is connected to Phasma I'm just doing theories off the top of my head. Or she's intimately connected in some way with the base on Jakku.
Yeah. I mean, what if she was related to Lost Stars? I think that definitely fails my too much explanation test, but would be amazing.
That would absolutely be amazing. Well, again, I think one of the parents can be something that we explain. I don't think both parents can be something we explain. And I'm with
you. Well, and that's why my Leia theory works, because you can have the other parent, the father, be anybody, right? And then that's fine, because you're just like, oh, it's Leia. Whereas with Palpatine and Kenobi, you have to do some explaining on Palpatine and Kenobi and how they had kids first. You don't have to do that with Leia.
Yeah.
But like you say, there's other problems with that. I don't think you have to do an explanation with Phasma. I mean, that passes that test, which is like, oh, Phasma could have had kids. Like, there's no weirdness about that. So, who the father is, yeah, whatever.
I was also thinking maybe, you know how they say, like, Rey's parents don't matter? People have been, like, Rian Johnson has said that, like, you might find out who Rey's parents are, but it won't really matter. It could be one of those things where it doesn't matter to the movie, but it matters quite a bit to the books and the comics. Like, so your Lost Stars direction has potential in the sense that they may not have to explain it in the movie because it will be a sequel written by Claudia Gray.
You know, it's almost a spoiler for Rian Johnson to say that her parents don't matter, because if they don't matter, they're not Skywalker, Kenobi, or Palpatine.
Right.
I mean, if he's being literal when he says they don't matter, then they're nobody. She just happens to be Force sensitive. I, for one, will be disappointed. I know a lot of people will be very excited if that's the case, because they're like, good, thankfully, we need something new. And I understand that perspective. I want her to, this is the Skywalker saga. I want her to be part of that.
Yeah.
That world somehow. It's fine when Rian Johnson goes off and makes his new trilogy, like throw all of that stuff out. You can have all kinds of Force sensitive people. But if this is going to feel complete to me, I need it to fit into the world that I've invested so much in. I know some people are like, absolutely not. I want it to be different. If she's a Skywalker, I'll be real disappointed. And I get that too, but that's not the way I feel.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I took Rian Johnson's quote when he said that as damage control, and that's why I don't think we're getting an answer about her parentage in this movie. I think he was just trying to smokescreen, like, just don't worry about it, because you're not going to get the answer in this movie.
I have a question prediction for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question, and you can predict whether it's true. Do you think Leia and Luke are going to meet up in this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I really, really hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the answer, right?
I will be so sad if they don't.
Yeah. Because, yes, I do see a world where they say, we kept Luke till the end of Force Awakens. We'll keep their meeting until 9. And I would be like, ooh, what a tragedy if that's what they gambled on. I think it may be at the end of the movie. We may not see Luke and Leia meet until towards the end, but... You have Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher available. I don't think you put that off.
I honest to God think when you're doing movies like this, as movies are becoming more and more like this with like 20 sequels, and they're not even sequels, they're just world building, that you start making scenes like the way they make Stan Lee Marvel cameos. Yeah. Like you do them just in case. If you have actors over a certain age, do the scene.
Yeah.
Like, because now you're talking about like, look, there's going to be Marvel movies till the end of time. Like, you better, like, I don't know. It's interesting ideas, like protective filmmaking.
Yeah. Preventative measures.
Preventative measures so that we don't end up in this horrible, sad, awful world where we don't have a Princess Leia.
It's so hard to predict what you'll need. But yeah, I don't know. We had Han and Leia meet.
Yeah.
In Force Awakens. I can't imagine we wouldn't have Leia and Luke meet in Last Jedi.
Yeah. I came with one more thought as far as something I'm kind of hoping I'm seeing, and I'm almost chalking this up to fan service I need. So at the very top of fan service I need is Luke and Leia meeting. But another one I'm not sure we're going to get, but I would really like, is a show of Force use by Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Something beyond just sensing a disturbance. I want her cornered when the First Order is taking that rebel or the Resistance base, and I want it shot in a way where you're just like, oh, Leia's boned, and then she just gets this smirk like, come on, you think Luke never taught me anything? And just owns some fools.
That's a really cool thought, because she doesn't have any Force powers in the original trilogy, because she doesn't even find out she's a Skywalker until the end of Return of the Jedi.
No, there's like a little hint of it at the end of Empire.
Didn't show any Force sensitivity until Obi-Wan showed up and let him know who he was, right? It kind of awoke that part of him. So maybe that's, you know, and like you say, Luke and Leia have had 30 years, you know, presumably they spent some time hanging out before he went off to Octo. So, she might have some secret reserve of Forceness. It hasn't shown up in any of the books yet.
No, really, it hasn't.
But that's something they might keep under wraps.
They kind of were hinting about it in Leia, but it was real subtle. It was like sometimes Leia would just know things.
Yeah.
You know, like, or feel things. It was real. They didn't go explicit with it at all.
You know, I want to take back what I just said about her showing no Force sensitivity until she found out. I mean, obviously, Empire Strikes Back, she hears Luke, but that's the kind of thing that's shown up in the books that you're talking about.
Yeah. And I've been, I've been rewatching all of the Star Wars movies. We just wrapped Return the other night. We're having all our friends over tomorrow to watch Force Awakens. All the friends that we're going to the movie with, we're going to watch Force Awakens tomorrow night. And I was watching that scene at the end of Empire where Luke calls out to Leia, and I'm thinking as I'm watching it, I'm like, and I don't know, I didn't go look up trivia or anything. This is not something I have the answer to, but did they know they were going to reveal Leia to be Luke's sister in Empire? Because one could argue that we just didn't know how the Force worked. Maybe someone with the Force could talk to someone without the Force through their mind up to that point.
When Lucas decided to, and he says he knew all this from the beginning, depending on what interview you see him in. Yeah. I doubt that. And I don't think he needs to have known that all from the beginning. But I think once Lucas decided that Vader was Luke's father, that he probably also decided Leia was the sister. Hmm. I think that all fell into place as one idea.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess that's in the same movie, in Empire. That's when Yoda says to Obi-Wan's ghost, there is another. So they were kind of already laying the trail.
Totally.
That's a good point. But maybe he wasn't talking about Leia. You never know.
At that point, I think he was like, there is another and it's going to be Leia. But because I remember thinking it was Leia after Empire, before Return came out. I remember just being like, OK, it's not Han. So kind of has to be Leia. And if there is another Skywalker, then that means she would be his sister and Darth Vader to their dad. And I was like, I still don't believe him. I really literally did not believe Darth Vader was telling the truth until Return of the Jedi came out. And then I'm like, what? We're not even going to deal with this? Everybody just accepts it as true? Oh, crap.
He's just messing with them the whole time. Oh, no. Yeah. They were telling me the truth. So you were Luke. You were just in the movie theater like, that's not true. That's impossible. Oh, that's what Luke just said.
Yeah. I have a vivid memory of at the end of Empire Strikes Back talking to my sister and saying, he's lying. He's trying to trick Luke. And my sister didn't. She was like, no.
This is what makes me the saddest about Star Wars is that I saw them so young that I don't remember.
Yeah.
The first time I saw that, it was just a known. It's something I always knew. From the moment I could actually think back to earliest memories, I knew that Vader was Luke's father.
I remember my sister blowing my mind after A New Hope, telling me, like, you know, Vader didn't die. I'm like, what do you mean? They shot him. And they're like, yeah, but he went spinning away. And I was like, oh, you're right. He might come back.
He definitely will. And he did.
And he did.
And then they digitally removed his eyebrows.
Check out my sister on this show. She was much better at this stuff than I was.
we should coordinate that at some point.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We should do a family episode where each of us brings a family sit-in.
The sagas. The saga episode.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so great.
The Wine's Earl saga, the Josephson saga.
Yep. I'd bring my cousin in a heartbeat. That'd be a blast.
Should we throw in one of our fine listener predictions here?
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the listener predictions. These are great.
Okay. So I will start with JF Dubow, just because. He says, I predict the very boring and predictable Rey falls to the dark side and gets trained by Kylo. Probably with the... Oh, gosh. I feel weird even saying this out loud. We're saying that no spoilers are spoilers because we don't know this is true, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
If you think theories are spoilers, that's a weird way of saying it. But if you don't want to hear theories, this would be the wrong episode to listen
to. Yes. Okay. So he says, probably with the shocking killing of Luke by Rey, you know, Sith killing their master and all that. A little too by the numbers by my taste. What he wants to see is Luke. I know. That would be pretty dark, killing Luke Skywalker. I don't know if that's by the numbers.
Boring and predictable. There's no way that's going to happen. That would be the most surprising thing they could do.
What he wants to see is Luke says he can't train Rey and she leaves to seek her training from Kylo. But as they train together, he's the one who starts to fall for the light side. But we have to have a dark night of the soul at the end of the second act. Oh, geez, I don't even want to. This is too sad. Anyway, he's got a lot of theories.
Well, he says we know Leia kind of has to die because of Carrie Fisher passing. And I could totally see her sacrificing herself to save her children, either standing between them and Snoke and perhaps having Luke be part of the problem as he keeps Kylo or Rey from helping Leia. So you lose a key character. You load up a ton of guilt. Luke and you set up a very uneasy beginning to the third movie with Luke not being on board with Rey and Kylo's allegiance being very questionable. I don't know that we're going to see Leia die. in this movie.
The timing is right.
They certainly have to figure that out for episode 9, but I'm curious if that's something that they adjusted, because The Last Jedi was done, shot, story was over, and Leia was going to be in episode 9, so she wasn't going to die, and I think it would be hard for them to tell the same story, I mean harder to tell the same story, and easier to adjust in episode 9, so I kind of don't expect her to go. Yeah. I also don't think we're going to see Rey turn to the dark side in this movie. If I had to guess, we will see her tempted to the dark side by Kylo Ren and be left not knowing what choice she makes.
I'm getting to the age where I can't wait 2 years not knowing things like that.
Right?
Where, like, I might not
live that long.
I know. I mean, like, but yeah, you're right. I mean, there were plenty of cliffhangers in Empire. The second movie is where you have a cliffhanger. So
I mean, I don't think Kylo's going to say, "I'm your father," but yeah, we need something to leave.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be real weird. I am a time traveler and your father.
Well, it did get started by J.J. Abrams, so time travel is not ruled out.
Sure. And complicated big red ball.
Yeah. Oh, here's the other question. Question theory for you. Do we see Han Solo in this movie either by flashback, pretty much by flashback? I think it's almost impossible that we see, like, hey, I'm not dead after all.
He's got a Darth Maul, like, robot legs and some cool scars.
I don't think we see Force Ghost Han Solo either. So it'd have to
be funny to see someone pull him along by the scruff out of the ether. That's not going to happen, but it would be really interesting. Yeah. Like, why can't Obi-Wan Kenobi just be like, I see these molecules. They look like Han Solo. Bloop. I was stretching it. I know. That was up on a ladder.
And what made me think of it was talking about time travel. And we don't do time travel in Star Wars. We also don't generally do flashbacks. And we had a flashback in Force Awakens.
That's true.
That is, yeah. No, that's a good point. And we've seen, trailer spoilers. We've seen what looks like to be a flashback to Luke and having his Jedi Temple burned.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which we also saw in the Force Awakens teaser and didn't make it into the movie, really.
No, it did. You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I had a thought, and my joke was, Maz Kanata already found Luke's saber, and I'm assuming hand. So who knows? She could show up with Han's lifeless corpse.
Yeah.
I had a crazy prediction.
Yeah.
What if that hand didn't go first to Maz Kanata and went to a cloning facility?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what if that person is Rey's father?
What if that's Rey?
Oh, that's even crazier. They won't have Rey be a clone. That would be bad.
That would be some really goofy David Tennant Doctor Who stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we got clones with the prequels. We got clones all over this universe. So cloning involved somehow is... Because everybody's thinking the Palpatine clone might still show up, or that Snoke is a clone gone bad. Or
I hope not. I don't need. I love Palpatine, but I don't need more Palpatine. He's had his story,
and he's had his Palpatine time story in the book somehow, which is like,
oh, you're killing me, Tom.
Oh,
you're
the weird robots with the Palpatine face. Yeah, I don't want to see those in the movies. Yeah,
they show up. They show up in the Battlefront 2 campaign. They're pretty rad looking.
All right.
Did you guys see
That's time we could spend with Snap Wexley.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Onion article, or maybe it was Clickhole somewhere, that was like, Rey's parents are Marion and Bob, Jefferson of Akron, Ohio. I was just like, I love you, Onion. Because that's the best prediction of all.
I don't know.
From America, and they work at Pfizer.
I would really like to, real quick, go back to J.F. Dubose's opening here, where he would say it would be boring and predictable for Rey to fall to the dark side, get trained by Kylo, and kill Luke. J.F., I want to live in your head, because if that's what is boring and predictable, you must have an exciting life, because I just don't see Disney having the gall to do that.
He is a writer, so,
That's possible. True. Writer of award-winning books, even.
Yeah. Okay, so I like this one from Nancy Pants, and I like it for one reason. At Nancy Pants on Twitter. Wait, where'd it go? It just went away.
There it is.
Control Z. I've been trying not to speculate too much, but I'm really starting to think that Rey somehow leaves Achito alone and Luke and Chewie chase after her in the Falcon. And what I love so much about this is it immediately just brings up one image, which is a very tall Chewbacca leaning down and just roaring at Luke Skywalker. We're like, that's it. And then they go.
Oh, like, and that Rummy. Sets up so many fun little callback yes. moments, right?
Yeah. I love this. That's
they
like
could play
a
chess.
Great one. Yeah. It's just like, look, Chewie is alone in the world now. And I love the idea that he takes on the moral authority for sort of like an out to lunch Luke Skywalker. I really love that idea.
Out to lunch Luke Skywalker. I like that.
Well, you know, you're alone for however many 30 years or something.
Yeah.
How does Rey leave without the Falcon, though?
Well,
Kylo Ren comes and gets her.
It seems like they're in peril on Octu from just a few snippets we've seen from the trailer. So we're assuming somebody else shows up in at least one other ship, if not multiple ships.
Yeah, I like the idea of Luke, Rey, and Chewie fly away together in the Falcon, still sets up the flashback moments.
But. I'm already getting hung up on if someone does find them, how do they find them? They don't have the map piece, which was the whole crux.
Well, everybody at the Rebellion has the map now, right?
Is that
they all saw it.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody betrays them.
It's like, it's so funny. It's like every time you go down this way, it gets complicateder.
Well, now I'm trying to order the movie. So is the assault on the Resistance base one of the first things that happens and they get a hold of the map and then...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's actually a very elegant and likely scenario.
Yeah. I think spies secret agents are more for the TV shows.
No, we had a spy in Maz Kanata's place, but true. Having it be planted in the Resistance is a little bit more clunky. It's perfectly easy for them to assault the Resistance base, be able to recover the data, and then immediately head out to Octo. And that gives us time to see training montages while the battle against the Resistance base is happening.
Yeah. So at SR Chep, says a little part of me thinks Rey's a Palpatine, which would fit the whole Skywalker Palpatine battle of the original trilogy and add a nice twist that their force alignments are now reversed. Yeah. I agree, but I'll be sad. I'd be sad.
Yeah, same here. I think it takes a little explaining too.
Yeah.
But it does have the nice ring story pattern to it.
Yeah.
If the top three, because these seem to be the top three that just keep getting thrown out as Rey's possible parents are Luke, Obi-Wan, or Palpatine. I put Palpatine at the least most likely of candidates.
I actually put Kenobi less likely than Palpatine, just because at least Palpatine doesn't have any prohibition against procreating.
That's true, but again, if I'm really hoping for a gray Jedi ending to all of this, and if Rey is Obi-Wan's offspring, that's more ammunition for the belief that the teaching of the Jedi was also flawed because something
she
good
also
came out of
like him. So.
She does, but she also lived on a sand planet, and that's
and she's
how,
got an English accent like Obi-Wan did.
Yes,
although, but also Palpatine did.
Yeah. I think I also back to the beginning of the show. I think Obi-Wan takes less explaining than Palpatine. I think they're just like Obi-Wan. Like everyone knows who Obi-Wan Kenobi is. You just say the name. Everyone's on board. We move on.
You have to explain that he wasn't supposed to have kids, but he did. That's the explaining. The character itself is known. Yeah. And spoke to her when she touched the box.
That's very important. Twice in two different character voices.
Mm-hmm.
At Big Belzer. All right. Like Richard Belzer has a very simple and elegant prediction, which is Luke's the big bad. Four words right there.
Yeah, I get the attraction of this. Like, ooh, didn't see that coming. Even if we all talk about it right now, it's still something that we wouldn't see coming. It's like, oh, you flipped it. I think we're dealing with fewer absolutes. We're less Sith-like in these movies, right?
Oh,
and there's more gray. So I don't think Luke becomes the big bad. Snoke's the big bad. We've already established that.
I think it would be interesting to flirt with that, but I don't think so. I think what we're getting here is a kind of a throwback to Luke finding Yoda and it being the master he was not expecting. And I think Luke is not going to be the master that Rey is expecting, but I think instead of being goofy and stealing a Snickers from your camp pack, Luke's going to be very prickly and dark and kind of jaded. And frankly,
Luke's not wholly good. I'll go with that. Luke has been, you know, he's very gray. I could see that.
He was gray in Return of the Jedi. He force chokes a Gamorrean the first step he takes in the Jabba's palace. He's wearing black the entire damn movie.
He's gray in the beard.
He is gray in the beard. So is Obi-Wan.
Also gray, Rey.
Oh, this is getting dark and unfocused. we have another one from Moola Cool. People have great handles. Who predicts that Rey and Kylo will have a juxtaposed training montage reminiscent of Luke and Empire, which is where we're sort of just going, with a peace versus anguish duality. Rey will be faced with the same decision Luke did in Empire, stay and complete your training or go help your friends, who are quite helpfully in jeopardy on a gambler's planet. But unlike Yoda, Luke will go along for the ride, probably because Chewbacca, you know, roars at him. That's my ad. Finn will go. Well, we sort of know-ish this, Finn going through futuristic rehab because he's running around in the trailers. He's got a lot. This person has a lot of predictions. Poe and Finn will go on a reckless and unsanctioned mission together. Yeah, sure. And Captain Phasma will return. Has this guy just talk about watching the trailer? This is like the trailer. Captain Phasma will return as the boots on the ground nemesis and turn the tables on the resistance. And it will end the movie with the New Order seeming to have the upper hand. And this person writes, I can't wait to find out how wrong I am.
No, I like this. I like the idea of Kylo having a training story parallel to Rey's. I do think that there will be an attack on the resistance base, but maybe Kylo's not there. We know we're going to see Kylo meet Snoke face to face. So that could be a nice training time situation. That's elegant. I like Finn facing Phasma as an element of that too, of Phasma sort of being Finn's Snoke, Finn's Luke, because she trained the stormtroopers. I wonder if there isn't more to Finn and Phasma's relationship, not that she's his mom or anything like that, but like, is he originally, like he says, I don't know who my parents were. Maybe his parents were from Phasma's planet and that's where he came from.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I mean, although how much room do we have for origins?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of
like down real quick
graphic novel level.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of origins in the original trilogy either. We kind of get Luke's backstory and that's about it.
I'm thinking of it being something like they're battling and Phasma says, you are a traitor. I found you. I raised you. I trained you. And then that's it, right? We don't hear more about it in the movie, but it kind of sets up a like, hey, what does she mean by that?
I think that's it for all of our listener predictions.
We got Jeff from Maine.
Many of those are thoughts and not predictions, but there is one prediction in there. And there's a lovely thing he wrote. So Jeff from Maine has thoughts. His one prediction is that Rey is a Skywalker. It's the easiest story to tell, and I think he's absolutely right. It just remains to see how. He's excited about the new trilogy from Rian Johnson. Because it does what we all hope it'll do, is make the universe bigger.
Yeah.
And this is lovely. Lastly, this will be the first time I get to take my daughter to see a Star Wars movie in the theater. I've taken my son to the last two movies, and now my daughter's old enough to go. So the three of us will be going there opening night wearing our Star Wars t-shirts, and I think I'm more excited about sharing that experience with them than I am for the movie. Keep up the good work. Look forward to your thoughts about the movie, Jeff from Maine. That is lovely.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons to be excited about the movie is moments like that. That's awesome.
I'm taking 44 people to the movie.
All of your children.
All my children are coming to the house eating pizza and then walking over to the arc light. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that is awesome. I'm just realizing that Force Awakens was the first time I saw a Star Wars movie opening night with Katie. That was okay. I probably should have fared that away as more special at the time than I did.
It was definitely a special moment for Eileen and I, too, because when we were in our early years together, Attack of the Clones was one of the things that we did that we were both excited for. we hadn't known each other when Phantom Menace came out. And so, you know, we met and sort of gotten to know each other. And the fact that Star Wars was her favorite movie, is her favorite movie of all time, was like, this is a big deal for both of us. So it was really fun to be able to recapture that and go to Force Awakens together as well.
So that brings us to the end of all the fan theories.
Yeah, there are no more fan theories out there. No. I mean, we're not pretending it's comprehensive. We understand there are other theories that we haven't talked about. We've talked about plenty on previous episodes.
Yeah.
But these are the ones that came to us for this episode. Any other wild theories that you guys have before we wrap this up?
Now that I put my Leia actually displays some cool force ability out into the universe, I'm oh God, I want to see it. It's in my brain now and I can't get it out.
I have a prediction.
Yes.
This movie is going to be very, very good.
That's a hope and a prediction.
Yeah, that's my prediction, because it could also be other things. But yeah. My prediction is that it will be very, very, very good.
Yeah, but I think the expectation is for that simply because they gave Rian Johnson a whole trilogy to executive produce. Yeah. They must be pleased. The people inside Lucasfilm are obviously pleased. Kathleen Kennedy is obviously pleased. So we hope we are pleased right along with her. I'm kind of hoping, getting back to your Leia Force business, Garrett, I'm hoping that takes place in that battle. I mean, in the trailer, they may be using trailer logic to throw us off the scent, but they're trying to make us believe that Kylo is attacking Leia and knows she's there, and that they're sort of sensing each other. And that would be an amazing situation if she is able to survive the attack by using the Force to somehow repel Kylo Ren.
That would be really cool. Or if we, yeah, I mean, the beginning of Force Awakens with Kylo, you know, stopping a laser like in the middle of space and time.
Yeah.
That was a new way to use the Force that we hadn't seen before. We had seen similar things before with Vader deflecting Han's blaster bolts in Cloud City, but it wasn't quite to that degree, most likely just because they couldn't do it. But still, it was surprising. So we seeing something entirely new, something almost, I don't know, like a psychic warfare would be kind of would be very interesting to see as well. But then it's
you know what we haven't talked about is the new characters. Because we know virtually nothing about the character that Benicio del Toro plays.
Yep.
Or the character that Laura Dern plays. We know a little bit more about what's her name? I'm rapidly trying to look
Rose?
Up. Yeah, Rose. But we know a little bit more about her because they put out figurines and stuff. But yeah.
Well, Laura Dern's character is prominently
Holdo.
Yeah, prominently in the Leia novel.
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas
could also be Rey's.
Yeah, mom. That's a solid candidate for a Rey mom, because she's a little bit kooky and apparently a little bit hardcore. I mean, that's in the Leia book, so there's some business there I could see. I don't know. I predict, hold on, wait, how do I phrase this? I predict that in 5 days, we'll know all of it. How about that?
That's true.
That's not a prediction. That's just a statement.
That's a statement of fact.
I mean, the movie could get, I don't know. Anyway, I'll stop. I'm being a star troll.
We could be attacked by the actual First Order, and it would tie us up and keep us from seeing Last Jedi.
Yeah, I want to see somebody do a spoof with the Second Order. The folks, it's just not that good. They're evil, but
they're the B-plus kids. Yeah.
Well, I think the Stormtrooper's accuracy would be that of the Empire Stormtroopers.
Yeah, the Second Order.
Because those First Order Stormtroopers actually seem to be quite deadly. Oh, that's great. Well, I cannot freaking wait. It's
me either.
I mean, Christmas is right around the corner, but I feel like it's, you know, like I'm a 10-year-old, you know, trying to fall asleep the night before Christmas. But yeah.
Bring it on.
You know what the key to being super chill and relaxed about the upcoming Star Wars movie is?
Hanging lights.
planning a giant party that takes place before the movie, because you can't think about the movie until you get 44 people in their seats.
I was close.
Yeah. Good prediction.
I wish I lived close enough to 44 of my friends that were all equally excited about Star Wars, because that sounds like a really good time.
It only took 17 years to get us all together. So. All right.
Well, fantastic. Well, before we go, for those of you supporting us over on Patreon, we would be remiss if we did not mention that there are some funky things happening with Patreon. Chances are you've heard about it. Hopefully you've read about it. If you haven't, I would recommend going to the Patreon blog and reading their post at length. But this may cause changes to our Patreon. We're not 100% sure. We're all kind of sitting here thinking that it's unlikely that Patreon will keep their announced changes untouched.
Yeah, I mean, as of the time of us recording this, the short version is they want to change things so that the fee for processing transactions is paid by the patrons instead of by us. We don't mind covering it and paying it. If they do that, it's going to raise not only your cost, but it's going to happen every time we post an episode. So we might have to switch things to monthly or something like that. But that isn't going to happen until December 18th. And Jack Conte, the guy who founded Patreon, has said he's had more thoughts and he's going to think about it some more and post more this week. So by the time you're listening to this, there may be new information about that. So just stay tuned, I guess, is what we're saying.
Right. Absolutely. We may make some changes, but we're kind of waiting and seeing what happens, because there's still 8 days before the announced changes are supposed to go into effect.
Yeah. So this episode here is under the normal situation.
Right. No changes as of right now, but obviously we're discussing and seeing what changes we may make if Patreon doesn't decide to adjust their announced changes. So, but if you are supporting us over at patreon.com/letstalkaboutstarwars, thank you very much. And if you dig the show, consider it, but maybe wait till the 18th. Let's see how it shakes out. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I want to thank the Andrew Allen Trio for intro and outro music. Again, you can, of course, find their work at andrewallentrio.com, so go check it out. They have a Star Wars tribute album. That's where this music is from. And around the table before we leave, Jenny Josephson. When you're not planning a party for 44 massive, raging Star Wars fans, where can folks find you?
Asleep, because that is taking a lot of work. Jenny J 23, JENNIEJ 23 is where you can find announcements about all the stuff and the things and the stuff and the things.
May the force be with you, Jenny. Tom Merritt, how about yourself?
TomMerritt.com for all my podcasts, and TomMerrittBooks.com for all my books. If you like sci-fi, which we think you might, I got some stories to tell you. Check them out.
I heard that Bavaria book is kind of cool.
It's got an amazing cover, that Bavaria book. The artist who did the cover is named Garrett Weinzierl.
Oh, man.
He's incredible. You got to check out his work.
I've heard horrible things about that guy.
No, he's great.
Folks, I'm Garrett Art on Twitter. All of the podcasts I do can be found at amove.tv. Plenty of game-related podcasts over there. Did some talk about Battlefront 2 recently on my show, The Angry Nerd. So go give that a listen. Going to wrap it up for this episode. Everybody get out there, enjoy The Last Jedi, share that experience with your friends, geek out, and then when you finally calmed down and you can actually type full sentences, let us know what you thought. feedback@letstalkaboutstarwars.com. next time, these voices, all three at least, together in this on this feed, come into your ear holes, we will have seen the movie and we'll be spoiling the heck out of it. But until that, may the force be with you.
Always.
Yay!